ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready.
Welcome, welcome to the Sports Biz, where radio has never been better. Welcome, 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 welcome. In case this is your first time, I go by the name of Locks, and right next to me is Calvin. Calvin, how are you doing, man?
Good and you, man?
Great, man. So, what we'll be talking about today. Now, we always have the hardest topic.
Yep.
Because now, what we're going to talk about today is that what's happening with Triple G / the Sidemen. But why the Sidemen? We will tell you right after this who are the Sidemen.
Yeah.
Who are the Sidemen? So we're going to speak about is it Jake Paul
that's fighting? Jake Paul, Jake Paul is back, bro.
Jake Paul is back and yes. He's fighting someone. I'll just keep it there.
And Premier League is back, boy.
Yes.
Premier League is back.
Serious.
We're back. Everything is back and running. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, everything's
so
up and running.
UEFA Champions League, Premier League, La Liga,
Bundesliga,
every league, you name it.
It's back.
So, and don't forget the World Cup.
The World Cup is coming in on the 20th of November until the 19th of December.
That's a big one.
Yeah, so it's a big one. So obviously Qatar will be playing. There's some dope countries that they'll be playing. But let's talk about Jake Paul. Jake and Logan Paul.
Jake and Logan Paul. I don't know actually.
Yes, now you know, you just to tell you this, Ned, I follow Logan Paul on Instagram. Now, Logan Paul, he signed to WWE. Okay, I was like, okay, doing big things. Okay, I understand. But he's fighting someone in there, right?
WWE.
He's fighting someone.
Oh, I think I saw something about that.
Yes, he's fighting someone. He's an act. Okay. Many people say WWE is an act, but okay, let's just say he's fighting someone. And this person's name is Roman Reigns. Yes, that guy, Roman Reigns. So he's fighting, and Jake Paul's fighting someone. Jake Paul is the big one, but A lot of people are saying that Jake is better than Paul. Jake is better than Logan Paul. Yes, I said it. They say some people are saying, I repeat, Jake Paul is better than the older brother Logan Paul in boxing.
In boxing.
Yes, I said
it. What do you think?
Look, in my opinion, I would say yes, because yeah, but I will explain why afterwards. But I'm just gonna say yes. In the boxing area, I'll tell you why is Jake Paul better than Logan Paul. We'll be right back. Radio has never been better.
SFM Radio has never ever been better. Haven't you heard? It's the Netflix of radio.
Welcome back. Where radio has never been better.
Yeah.
Before we carry on.
Anderson Silva. Versus Jake Paul.
Yes.
Now, Anderson, can I say this first?
Yeah,
right?
Sure. No problem. Yeah.
Lights out.
From who? I'm curious now.
Lights out, my brother.
From who?
Anderson. Okay, wait. Are they boxing or are they?
They're boxing.
Okay. But there might still be a knockout. Anderson Silva is a spider, bro.
But yeah. Hey, I have some...
But he's still good in technique.
No. He's old. Why is Jake Paul taking someone that's old? It's like Logan Paul when he took Mayweather.
You see, the difference is, I think, is that he takes the grades. He doesn't just fight anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they choose...
They choose certain type of people.
Yeah.
But they're not in their prime, guys. Let's be honest. If we can be honest right now. Yes, Anderson the Silva. Anderson the Silva, like, he was great in his prime. He was... Even Israel Adesanya said, this guy... It's just too much. But now he's out of the UFC. He's going to boxing. The guy's still young. Jake Paul's still young, my guy.
I think, okay, what do you say? Fair fact.
Okay.
And let's not forget that he fought Israel Adesanya.
Okay.
When was it? Was it a year ago or two?
2 years ago, if not mistaken.
Okay.
Mm.
So let's not forget it's only a 2 year difference. And Israel Adesanya failed to basically knock him out. As old as he was.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not disputing, he's 2 more years older.
Yeah.
But I still don't think...
Jake Paul has got what it takes.
I might be wrong. There's a possibility he can knock out.
Okay, I get it. But the fact still remains, he's old.
Okay, so...
Jake Paul's still young.
You said who do you give it to?
I give it to Jake Paul. Experience counts.
I think I might
counts.
Make it a draw.
No, look, listen. Let's look at Jake Paul right now. He's 26 years of age right now. 26 years of age. He still has it in him. He still has it. Now, Anderson da Silva's old. He's past Adesanya's age right now. Let's be honest right now. Yes, experience counts. Also, technique counts, my guy. I mean, because it's like, okay, Anderson da Silva fighting tank. You know... In your head right
but
now.
But here's the difference, right? Anderson da Silva is a fighter. He's a long-term fighter.
Okay.
Now, Jake Paul is a guy, obviously, who's learning to fight and is becoming good.
Okay, 100%.
It's not like it's something he's been doing from his childhood like that.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. I totally get what you're saying.
For me, to go for guys who have dedicated their lives for this, like... For you, it's just proving a point. They wouldn't pick Nate Diaz. Not a chance.
I bet you.
Nate Diaz, even though... Did you watch his match against Leon Edwards?
Yeah, the guy
who beat Kamaru Usman.
Yes.
Leon Edwards was beating him, but guess what? He almost knocked Leon Edwards out, but he didn't.
Yeah. Look, Nate Diaz is on another...
He's good, bro. That's the only guy who beat McGregor.
I'm saying.
I don't know in whom.
But what I'm trying to say is, bro, if anyone has to call Nate Diaz out, if Logan makes a noise on Nate Diaz, do you really think it's a stupid decision from Logan? Let's not go to Jake now. Let's start from the oldest now. Logan.
Logan might have an advantage. He's bigger.
And really?
And if they go for boxing, I mean, he controlled his temper against a 50-0 champ.
Okay.
Which is Mayweather. Yes, he's old, but
he still got
the skill, bro. He was
okay, 100%.
And he was good against. But I think against him, it might be an advantage for Logan Paul. And he might punch him harder because he's bigger.
Okay, 100%.
He might hurt him.
But we all know Nate Diaz.
But if they do it UFC style, of course, I think it's Nate Diaz.
I'll give him... You just give Logan Paul. Yeah. Like, okay, let me just give it to you. 50-60%.
Yeah.
But let's not go to Jake. Because I know Nate Diaz will demolish. Nate Diaz will demolish Jake Paul. I'm just telling you that now. But, you know, Triple G. Let's talk about Triple G for a little bit. Now, Triple G... Yeah. He had a trilogy with Canelo Alvarez, right? I mean, the trilogy was pretty good. And I think Triple G won the first one. And second one and the third one, Canelo won.
Yeah.
Canelo won. But many people are asking what's next for him. Did you know he's looking forward to the retirement?
Canelo.
No, Triple G because he lost. Now, many people are saying... There is no redemption for Triple G at the moment. Now, Triple G is looking at retirement. I'm not saying he's retiring, but he's just looking at it.
Yeah.
So, he's doing what Tyson Fury...
I think he might be retiring.
He might.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't know.
And also, I heard rumors about Deontay Wilder versus
Deontay Wilder.
Usyk.
Wait.
I don't
way.
Know. You know rumors, man. It
Hold the phone.
Rumors.
Hey.
It might be rumors.
But what I'm trying... Okay. If the match happens, all I can say is to Usyk is that my brother, you need to train. Please. Make sure, get all the speed.
That guy will make sure he does not leave him. He will attack him.
Because, hey, we have seen the Bronze Bomber knock people out. All he takes is just that one. You know that one punch?
He has studied Anthony Joshua, but I believe he hasn't
studied Deontay Wilder. Because Dante, look, he's been out for a couple of months now. Ever since he lost to Tyson Fury, right? I mean, we all know, actually we both know how he handled, he didn't handle the loss very, very well. Because remember the second fight where he lost against Tyson Fury, he says, no, it was my mask that I was wearing. Your mask, bro? Really, bro?
Yeah, and there was also a rumor. Yeah. Look, some people also add this stuff. You know?
Yeah.
There was also a rumor about the gloves. Somehow his gloves was heavier.
When
he punched, you could feel that the glass.
I'm like, you're just finding an excuse to get a rematch right now. Please just respect this guy. Just respect it. Say the Gypsy King is actually the best fighter.
But now, let's also don't forget the big fight. The big fight that's coming up.
Oh, yeah?
Tyson Fury
versus Anthony Joshua for the UK heavyweight champion.
That's a big one.
Now, look, that's a big one, but a lot of people are saying... Tyson Fury will take it.
What are you saying? Again,
look,
I know I've asked
me,
you before.
Me. Look.
You need to keep records and make sure you remember.
Look, listen, man. For me, Anthony Joshua still has a chance because let's not forget he lost against two people only. Two people. Not multiple people. Two. Just two. Just two people, which is Usyk and Andy Ruiz. Now, with Andy Ruiz, he had an advantage there. He lost. It's like, okay, he was a bit focused, but he managed to come back. But now, he lost against Usyk twice already. Now, he's fighting someone that's been in the game for years. He's fighting someone that, I would say, he has beaten Vladimir Klitschko as well. They both beat Vladimir Klitschko for the title.
Yep.
Now,
it's crazy.
It's a big match.
It's a big one,
but if I'm going to expect a knockout from this one with Anthony Joshua. No, I'm just saying. No, listen. I expect a knockout from Anthony to Tyson Fury.
Okay.
I expect a knockout.
There's good faith, my brother.
No, wait.
Okay, let me see.
No, look.
I get you, though. I understand you. I get where you're coming from.
Because if he wins this match, my brother, he has a chance against Usyk. I believe so. He has a big chance against Usyk. Like, okay.
But I think that's going to depend on Usyk now.
That's going to depend on Usyk.
That fight, yeah.
That's going to depend.
He's going to play on Usyk's rules because he beat him twice.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. But now Usyk now. All I can say is that it was by luck. Yes, it was by luck because I don't think we got the Anthony Joshua we wanted.
Yeah.
Don't you think so?
Yep.
Because we saw that something's wrong here. Something's wrong with Anthony Joshua, but I really think it's the coaches. Period.
Yeah, like not the coaches are bad.
Not that the coaches are bad, though.
There's a type of specific coach because he's a heavy guy, man. He's a strong, heavy guy. There's a type of coach you need for those guys, you know. Especially those guys, you don't need to teach them how to punch.
Yeah.
But certainly how to run away from trouble, how to take punches, you know.
Yeah, because
like the real stuff.
Yeah, but you see, there's a saying in boxing: hit or get hit. Simple. Hit or get hit. Simple as that. But now, here's the thing, Mr. Calvin, right? With Anthony Joshua, for me, he has lost a lot of focus, not because of him personally, because this the even the coaches, the people he's hanging out with, and a lot of people are saying it's the money. He has a lot of money. Yeah. He has a lot of sponsors. That's what people say. Let's give another example. Conor McGregor. We all know him, the Notorious. But you have an issue of him. You remember when he came to fight the cowboy? He knocked him up with the shoulder. Then he started taking him down with his left hand. I was like, yeah, Conor McGregor. Okay, he's coming back. Then he disappeared. Like, no, what's happening?
Crazy, man.
It's crazy. No, but look, the reason why I'm mentioning Conor McGregor, because this is, yes, he's gaining weight.
And he's coming back.
But the question is, do we know when? When is he coming back?
I don't know.
Will he disappear again?
Probably.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but this is an issue. This is an issue. Like, where are the guys that are like, they make UFC? Where are the guys that make UFC?
We
right
lost
now?
Them, man.
We lost them. Romero. let's bring them back now.
Romero.
Before Israel Adesanya. Before that, do you see how he was? He was dominating that division. He was like, Israel Adesanya was first king of the middleweights. That's what they called him.
Mm.
Then came Romero. Then came wasn't Paulo Costa, Robert Whittaker, and then came Paulo Costa. Those were the top four. Top four. But now, we even hyped up the fight between Israel Adesanya and Romero.
We
hyped it up like, this is going to be the match of the year. We even said it.
And it was such a freaking dry fight, man.
Like, flip. I remember, I think we hyped it for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm like, we were like,
we're
guys.
Like, guys, you want to see this.
You could see
martial arts. You want to see the best. But
you're
going
to see
time,
that we
man.
Like, in our show, we're like, I don't know what to say. But, yeah. Israel,
but there's a bigger one to look up to.
Alex Pereira.
This one will make you sit on your feet. Because if Israel Adesanya, everyone would like to see how Israel Adesanya moves. Because he's a good striker and he's technical. He's very strategic in his fighting. So it's like against the rubber. I believe, I don't know why, but that guy, it's like a tire. You know, tire rubber? But but a bit softer version, you know?
Yeah.
I don't understand Alex Pereira, man.
Yeah, Alex Pereira.
He's a strong
guy.
Strong.
But he's not that guy that speaks in the ring. He's a guy that when he's just... I think Alex Pereira is just like... not Khabib. Who's that guy? Khamzat.
Yep.
When he's in the ring, he just wants to knock you out. Simple as that.
That's out, mate.
So anyway, the last thing I want to talk about is the Sidemen. The Sidemen, which one of the guys that are there is a guy known by KSI.
Yeah. So, and Speed.
And Speed. Now... Yeah. Now, a lot of YouTubers were there.
Yeah, the match, unfortunately, it was a great match.
2 hours!
Yep. Bro, you must see the goals. It's so funny. It's so ridiculous, bro.
How is it ridiculous?
Like, outside the box.
Yeah.
The beginning of the match, a few touches, goal. Like, the keepers, it's balls they should have caught, man. It was so funny, though. But the score ended up being 8-7. So, unfortunately,
8-7?
Yeah.
Yeah.
KSI's team won and their Speed team didn't win.
Yeah.
So, by the way, Mr. Beast was playing.
Yeah.
He was in KSI's team. So, there was like a lot of YouTubers there. And by the way, they filled a freaking stadium, bro.
They filled the
stadium. To know that YouTubers could do that.
It's crazy, bro.
Yeah, it was actually cool to see. It was a fundraising.
Yeah, it was a charity match. But now, did you know that most of them have their own YouTube channel? Those guys,
they have
their own YouTube channel. You get what I'm saying? So I never knew the YouTubers can fill a stadium.
They're quite big, man.
Some of them
have like 6-7 channels and they are all monetized in a million, bro.
They're all monetized in a million. I'm like, wow, okay. Now respect to these guys, man. But obviously KSI fought these fighters. And he won 2 bouts. But...
Big ups.
But he called someone out. This guy has been training for 6 months straight. His name is Andrew Tate.
He called him out. Who's Andrew Tate?
And look, Andrew Tate, let me just explain. Andrew Tate, he was a UFC fighter before.
Okay.
Andrew Tate is a... You can go search him. Andrew Tate is a... He's been like trending on the internet because of what he speaks. Oh. But you see, KSI called out specifically Andrew Tate because Andrew Tate was a champion before, but not in the UFC.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So, so he's quite a good fighter as well. But KSI was... You called out Andrew Tate. I'm like... You can go search for him.
Yeah.
Go search his fights. It's like he's really, really...
KSI is really good, you know, and he's a good content creator and all of that.
But
for me...
Mm, I know.
His fighting style, man. Yeah, he gets to win and...
Yeah.
Here's the difference. He swings a lot and he gets to swing a lot and he's a bit fast.
Yeah.
But... For me, it doesn't throw straight punches.
Okay.
Like,
I get what you're saying.
If KSI and Logan and Jake Paul had to fight, I think
Jake... You give it to Jake Paul. I knew you were going to say that.
I'll give it
to Jake Paul as well. Because I completely agree with you with regards to swinging. Because, did you know...
And I think Jake Paul has more experience in fighting.
Than KSI
and Logan Paul.
Yeah, because look, he's...
By the way, KSI's little brother, JD, is fighting Mayweather very soon.
That's great. Whoa.
And we'll keep you updated for those news for next week.
Next week we'll... Now, we'll keep you updated on that. But anyways, that is it from us. If you want to some more shows, you can go to www.activefm.co.za. Or you can catch us on Instagram, Facebook, and on Twitter on ActiveFM777, which is Carl Vaughn.
The number of heaven.
Of course. Oh, man. It's been good. It's been real. From myself and Carl Vaughn, we got to say peace out and God bless. This is The Sporting Base, where radio has never been better.
You are listening to Active FM. This is where it's happening. Amen. That's how it is and that's how it goes.